English golfer Oliver Fisher won the Czech Open tournament in the North Moravian resort of Chardnau over the weekend. The 22-year-old won his first European title at the event with the final score of 13 under par. On the final day, Fisher played 6 pars in a row, followed by 3 birdies. He then staggered a little, dropping 2 shots, but with a 1-shot lead, he birdied the 16th and 17th hole. The young player then finally parred the last hole, which was enough for him to claim his first European PGA Tour title.
I can't really explain what it means, you know. After the year that I've had so far, it's a relief in that sense, but it feels fantastic. It feels to have won my first one after making the cut in Sweden, making the cut in Ireland, and then coming out this week and playing pretty solid, to be honest. It feels like you deserve. Now I'm there. Do you know what I mean? I've won. I've proven myself that I can win. So, now in that respect, it feels great.
Sweden's Mikael Lundberg came in second with 11 under par, while Fabrizio Zanotti from Paraguay finished third with 9 under. The best Czech, 15-year-old Šimon Zach, did not make it through the cut and finished 79th overall. It's been 2 years since Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych won his last tournament title, and he needed a major win this season after making 12 quarterfinals. Things were looking good for the world number 9 at the ATP Cincinnati event last weekend when Berdych beat world number 3 Roger Federer 6-2 and 7-6 in the tournament's quarterfinals on Friday. He then took on the ATP top-ranking player Novak Djokovic in the semis, but only lasted one set before Berdych threw in the towel due to a shoulder injury. The 25-year-old Czech player spoke to Czech radio after he dropped out.
Of course it's disappointing. I thought I could beat Djokovic, even despite my injury. I was still able to finish the first set, but unfortunately I could not continue. I don't know what the problem is. I felt a sharp pain from the side of my shoulder and into my arm and triceps. But now I'll have enough time to consult with doctors.
The Czech now hopes he will be fit for the season's final event, the US Open, which kicks off in a week's time. In their bid to reach the Champions League group stage, Czech football title holders Viktoria Plzeň sensationally beat Danish champions FC Copenhagen 3-1 in the first leg of the competition's playoffs in Denmark on Tuesday. The Czechs weathered the home side's early push to go ahead with an own goal by Danish defenseman Sylvie Etterson in the 52nd minute. 7 minutes later, Václav Pilař scored the visitors' second goal. The host pulled one back with a header by Otterson, but Plzeň struck once again with a superb shot by Martin Filo. Captain Pavel Horváth has this to say after the game.
In the first half, we were sort of testing the ground. We didn't want to tackle them recklessly and attack. In the second half, we moved our defense in front. We were more dangerous, and we managed to score 3 times.
Plzeň play FC Copenhagen in Prague on Wednesday, as their stadium is unfit to host UEFA games due to its ongoing renovation. Over the weekend, Plzeň had a good test for the crucial match when they beat Dukla Prague 4-2 in the fourth round of the Czech Football League. And finally, in the sport of canoeing, Lukáš Koranda won the silver medal in the 5,000-meter event at the World Championships in Szeged, Hungary on Saturday. He came in second just over 1.1 second after the winner, Mikhailo Košman from Ukraine. The 22-year-old Czech complained about a poor start but worked his way up to the second place, which he retained until the finish. Koranda said he was sorry that 5,000 meters was not an Olympic event, as his second place would qualify him for next year's London Olympics. In the Olympic 1,000-meter race, the Czech dropped out in the semi-final, now hoping he will yet be able to qualify for the Games.